God bless you, YouTube family. This is Still Small Voice, and I have some things to share with you tonight from my journal. I've gotten some good response from that, and I feel like people are getting to know Jesus on a different level as a result of me openly sharing some of these entries from my journal. So I'm going to keep doing that, even though at times I have to say it's going to cost me some embarrassment. But we're all on the way. None of us is perfect. And the beautiful part is the more pitiful we are, the more grace the Lord helps us with, and the more he bends and stoops to help us. So this was a journal entry from fairly recently, and I'll begin here. We were dancing as we usually do because I have praise and worship music on, and I see him dancing with me very often. I said, "Oh, Lord, you are such a skilled dancer. Wow, that was fun. And the dress I was wearing is awesome." For some reason, he always has me in a different dress. And this one was beautiful. It was like a layered chiffon tiers, about 6 inches wide, but so many of them that it went all the way to the floor. And it's just ruffled all the way to the floor. It was really beautiful, tier upon tier. And the color was a beautiful pale pink with a salmon pink body and a big bow in the back. My hair was swept back and caught in curls behind my head, and I was wearing a tiara. We danced ever so majestically. Then an upbeat praise and worship song came on, and the Lord amazed me with modest but skilled dancing. So I said, "Lord, is this you?" And I saw his wonderful illuminated face smiling so very clearly. Then he asked me to turn the music off, and we went out on the veranda. It was nighttime in the rose garden, and I'll explain to you about the nighttime in a minute, because there is no night in heaven. "You know I love to dance," he began. "Yes, but you're so majestic and graceful, and, well, talented, like a professional." He answered me, "What do you expect from God? Anything less than perfect?" I laughed. "Wow, I don't think anyone will believe this dialogue is coming from you, Jesus." "Well, that's to their loss," he said. "What do you think? You think I'm a stick in the mud or just too dignified to have fun with my bride? Well, I'm not, and she needs to know what to expect, because we'll be dancing, so get used to it," he beamed. "Oh, Lord, you're loads of fun, and I do wish people weren't so religious that they can't accept the possibility of a dancing God, even though it's in the scriptures that you'll dance and sing over us." He continued, "There are many misconceptions about my nature. Playfulness is my middle name. I love to play with my bride. I love her innocent laughter and joyful responses. I love to surprise you and knock your hat in the creek, as you're fond of saying. Oh, we have so much fun in heaven. But there's no night in heaven, Lord, and here we were dancing tonight. I arranged a special setting for us tonight, just to be together in a way familiar to you as extremely special, like a prom night. I had thought of that early on in our time together. Why, am I graduating from something?" "Kind of," he said. "Okay. You're moving on, Claire. You're moving forward. There's so much to celebrate over. I just can't be still and wait for heaven. I want to celebrate with you now and tell my brides how romantic I am and how I love to dance. So get ready." "I'm going to stick my neck out on this one, Lord, and put it on the site. Thank you. You do have some catching up to do. There are many new chronicles that you have not put on the site. Lord, do you want me to work on that or on the 5-part teaching? Stick with the teaching for now, but you can take a break and add things to the site now and then. I do wish for you to move along a little more rapidly with the teaching. Don't get too bogged down. This is not a thesis, you know. I need your help to discern when to stop or when to dig deeper. May I say something?" "Of course, Lord." "You get too hung up on details. All the scriptures in the world will not help a person who refuses to acknowledge or look at their part in these teachings. That is, their faults being exposed. That's why I'm not so worried about all the validations and backups of what you're saying, list after list of scriptures. My spirit will convict and anoint the teaching so it goes to the heart of the matter. Those who want to grow and recognize what they're doing in their lives that is offensive to me will be deeply touched by what I say through you. Others, well, don't bother with them, and I won't either. Gosh, Lord, that sounds a little harsh. Some souls don't want to learn anything new. They're afraid of new territory, moving on, growing in me. For them, the lessons must wait. But you know my nature of infinite patience. In no way do I give up on them. Rather, I plan and look forward to their future opportunities. You remember when you missed my first call on your life? Oh, yes, Lord, that was so sad. Well, you remember the dream you had when the Holy Spirit said he will call again? Yes, thank you, Lord. I never give up, only wait for another opportunity when the soul may be more eager to enter into what I have for them. Well, do you feel connected now? Oh, I feel much better, Lord, much better. I couldn't begin writing because we really hadn't connected earlier today, or so I thought, but I'm apprehensive about the challenges of keeping the teaching simple. He answered, rely on me, lean on the one who loves you. Oh, Jesus. And yes, I did get you wasted in the spirit this afternoon. That's why you couldn't stand or walk straight. Did you enjoy that? Well, now that I know it was you, I can't keep a secret. You already know the answer. When will you ever loosen up and let go of your striving and need to do? When we go dancing? Well, yes, I suppose you finally do when you know for sure it's me. By the way, is it not written that I am a jealous God? It is. Well, then, do you think I would let anyone else hold my bride and dance with her or even kiss her? My eyebrows went up. Well, I do remember a few years back when you were humbling me, you allowed something like that. And what if it truly was me who kissed you, but I allowed a deception in what you heard with your ears, your spiritual ears? Did you? I did. Wow, it was you. It was. I want to kiss you again. Come here, my beloved, and kiss me all you like. But when you are done, get to work, okay? Well, you just told me a minute ago not to work so much. Now who's focused on doing? You got me there. Well, and I'll never let you go either. I love you, Lord. Thank you for spending this time with me. You're so welcome, my bride. This is a joy for me, too. And that's the end of that message.